Welcome to the summertime hitting the road edition of Crispy Critics. Normally, Crispy Critics is hosted by members of the music department who are sitting inside talking about the new music which comes into KVSC on a weekly basis. But you know, it's summertime, and I tell you, nobody wants to be inside. Especially when we can sit in a lawn under a big tree, listening to some sweet music with a bunch of friends and family. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and I'd like you to join me for the next half hour or so on Crispy Critics for a look at a musical venue that gives you just that. It's Weber's Deck, located in French Lake, Minnesota. It's where grandmas and bikers hang out with families who are introducing their children to roots, music, and soul. And that was Tom Feldman and the Get Rights with 10,000 Chains. I had a chance to talk with Tom Feldman and the Get Rights just before their set.
I'm Tom Feldman. We're the Get Rights.
I'm Jed Germond.
Jed Stack, also with the Get Rights.
And is this your guys' first time out to Weber's Deck?
It is, yeah. Which I'm ashamed because I only live 20 minutes from here and I just never put the two together.
You say French Lake, and everybody's like, what's out there? You know, well, there's the junkyard, there's a convenience store, and there's a house. So where else do you guys play? You guys are local, I take it, of course.
Yeah, we play a lot around the cities and then just around the Midwest in general as a group, and I go out solo quite a bit as well. So
yeah, stay active.
Yeah, we played last night in St. Cloud.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you guys think about this scene out here? The backyard?
The deck?
I think it's the perfect place to do something like this. I mean, come out, listen to some music, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, there certainly aren't enough Sunday afternoon activities in general, you got to take advantage.
Yeah, it's nice. I actually like it quite a bit. I live in a really small town like this, too, so I definitely understand the appeal of just hanging out on a Sunday afternoon and listening to some music. And
good chance to meet folk, too.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. Right on.
I got one more song. Again, my name's Teague. I play in a band called Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Woo! You guys, come on back. Come back next week, too. Why not?
So can you tell me who you are and what brings you to Weber's Deck today?
My name's Teague Alexi of the Hobo Nephews of Uncle Frank. Weber's Deck, let's see, I met Weber last year. He was kind of recruiting us for a while, recruiting me, and, you know, come to our shows and be like, man, you gotta come play. Come play, I got this deck on my house. I'm like, yeah, I got a deck on my house too, man. What's the big deal? he eventually convinced me, you know, offered me ridiculous amounts of money to come out here and check out his deck. And so I took it up and no, I'm just kidding, man. But the deck
by ridiculous, you mean $5.
Weber's Deck is a great place, man, and I was really hooked on it the first time I came out here. So I'll come out here and do this anytime, man. It's good community. It's a lot of things that I really like come together in one afternoon. So it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to come here and play music. The Hobo Nephews try it. Like, a lot of times we say, like, oh, we play front porch music. You know, we play back porch Minnesota music, you know. So then this actually being on someone's back porch is, you know, it just puts it, it's a really good spot for the Hobo Nephews music. You know, it's what we kind of started out wanting to be. So this is, you know, this is, you know, brought that vision to reality, at least for one afternoon.
Yeah, perfect fit on a Sunday afternoon, you know. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
My name's Teagle X. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You're listening to Crispy Critics at 88.1 FM KVSC, and we're out at Weber's Deck in French Lake, Minnesota. We're going to get back into the music with a selection recorded off the board from Eric Koskinen, a regular out at Weber's Deck.
Yes, tell me it's true. Let's leave in tomorrow. Tell me it's true now, honey, that you're gone. Yeah, the sun will shine now that I can see past you. Honey, won't you tell me it's true? Yeah, so tell me it's true that you ain't coming around my door no more. Honey, won't you tell me, honey, baby, you're gone. Yeah, honey, I will kiss the sky. I said, honey, little baby, when you say goodbye. Honey, won't you tell me it's true? Yeah, 'cause my life will change. It won't be the same now that you and I are through. Yes, but honey, I can't breathe now that you leave. Honey, won't you tell me it's true? Yes, tell me it's true. I won't see you cry my way, little girl, no more. I said, honey, won't you tell me that I'm free? You'll be on the next train, honey, and I'll be smiling free. I said, honey, won't you tell me it's true? Tell me it's true. I won't see you cry around my door no more, baby. So tell me, honey, baby, it's true that you're gone. Yeah. You'll be on the next train, baby, for who do you do? Honey, won't you tell me it's true? Yes, honey, tell me. I won't cry around you no more. I said, honey, won't you tell me? I'll find someone new, and the last train's for the devil, baby, but the fast train's for you. Honey, won't you tell me it's true? Said, honey, won't you tell me it's true? Honey, won't you tell me it's true?
And next, we talk with the man with the plan. That would be Casey Weber, the owner of the deck and the house to which it's attached. And I asked him where he got the idea of turning his backyard into a musical venue.
Weber's Deck was basically just started to provide music to people that otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to hear these fantastic bands, you know, anywhere from folk and bluegrass and Americana. You know, without having to deal with a bar crowd or, you know, having to deal with that $5 cover and that big bill every Friday, Saturday night. I want to give them a good place to come on Sundays, bring their kids, bring their dogs out and enjoy it for $5, you know, for a donation, just to keep the musicians on the road, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing I definitely notice is a diversity of folks out here, and everybody gets along. They're bikers and grandmas.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, and that's what I love. You know, I mean, we'll have them everywhere from 2 years old to 90 years old, and they're all tapping their feet every Sunday, tapping their feet right along to the music.
So this thing, this is just its second year.
This is its second year, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, people just want to play it because they like playing for the people. They enjoy coming out and not, like I said, not having to deal with a drunken bar crowd, realistically. You know, I mean, you have nice, mellow people just chilling out in a lawn chair with a little cooler next to them every Sunday. You know, this is the second year, and I just can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's a great place for neighbors to meet each other. It's, you know, are there people that you've met that you wouldn't have known if it wasn't for this?
You know, It turns into a family on Sundays out here. You know, I see every week the same people that just keeps coming through every Sunday, and it's funny because, you know, some of them I didn't see last year. Now all of a sudden they're here every single Sunday, and they always come up, and, you know, we get a handshake out of them, and, you know, like I said, you always turn around from the board and look at them, and they're all tapping their feet, and that's what it's about for me, is just to see the kids, and, you know, everybody's parents just loving it. You know, the dogs running around, it's a whole new experience, and I don't think it takes a bar to have to experience this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are hula hoops here. There are kids playing.
Yeah. we're trying to add in some things that people, like I said, don't have the opportunity to see otherwise. And I'm working on, for my September 5th show, having a bagpipe, a whole bagpipe troupe with the bands and everything come through. Just do a walkthrough, 10-15 minutes of great bagpipe music. On top of all the great folk and bluegrass music that we have out here, you know, everybody wants to come out and perform, and this is such a great venue for them to have listening ears and open eyes to be able to see that, you know.
So it's pretty much every Sunday afternoon at 1, is that kind of what it is?
Every Sunday from 1 to 5 we go, and it'll go, we run a total of 9 weeks through the summer, and we will end it September 5th. Which is the Labor Day Sunday, and that day we will actually have 12 hours of music, 1-to-1, 10-plus bands that we've booked, and they're all just, you know, shaking to come out and get everybody to enjoy it, and we'll spend the entire day out here, and we'll lead it into the night. We'll put the lights up after it gets dark, and we'll have a killer band at the end of the night to end the year out.
Well, can you tell us who's on the schedule?
So far, let me give you, I'm not going to tell everybody what we've got going completely, but I can tell you that last night we talked to Drew Peterson and 40 Watt Bulb, and which has since broken up over the years, but they're going to be doing a reunion show at Weber's Deck September 5th, and we'll be having them after the lights go down. 40 Watt Bulb's getting back together for Weber's Deck. It's going to be a cannot-miss show. You're going to love it.
And if somebody wants more information on the Weber's Deck experience, what can they do?
You can check out www.webersdeck.com or check out my Facebook, which is facebook.com/Weber Rules. All one letter or all one word, and everything is on there.
Nice. Well, anything else you want to say about the going on here, the happening?
Well, I can't. You know, I can't thank KVSC enough for coming out and, you know, supporting this. I hear the ads on the radio all the time. I hear people saying that they hear it on KVSC all the time. It means a whole lot to Weber's Deck and a whole lot to the fans out here. And honestly, without all the fans, Weber's Deck doesn't happen. This isn't about me. This isn't about my place. This is about the fans that come out, put that $5 donation in the bucket, and keeps these bands on the road. They're more than willing to do it anytime, and it's all for you people.
Folks, this will be our last song, and it's been a real pleasure to come out here and play for you guys. I hope we can do it again sometime. Keep coming back to Weber's Deck and supporting him, because it's the best place to play in Minnesota as far as I'm concerned. morning, mama. My blues working like a band. Thank you very much, everybody. We're HUD. We'll see you around here next time.
Well, can you tell me who you are and what brings you out to Weber's DAC?
Yeah, my name's Carrie Deans, and I'm actually playing here next week with Nikki and the Roommates. And we played here last year, and it was really fun. It was the first time I'd ever been here. I drove up here today from the cities because, you know, it's a Sunday. And I mean, what better to do than just to come and hang out? It's so beautiful out here. Listen to, there's always like great bands here. I mean, even if I don't know who's playing, like I just come anyway because I know they're all going to be really good. And a lot of them are kind of rare to see because there's a lot of bands from like all over the country that, you know, you wouldn't get to see anywhere else really. So that's why I came out.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I can't believe how many people actually have started to come out. You know, when I was here, I believe it was the first year they ever did it. And, you know, it was a good turnout, but this is, like,
yeah,
crazy.
This is much bigger. So, yeah, totally. Anything else you want to say about Weber's DAC music, anything like that?
I want to tell everyone to come on out. Find a way to get out here. You won't regret it.
Right on. Okay, so can you tell me who you are and what you're doing out here?
My name's Chris Lam. I come out here quite a bit. Came out here last year. I get to perform out here every once in a while, too, which is nice. And just trying to support the local musicians. And it's just Casey has a way of bringing great artists up here. So that was a good deal.
Sweet. Well, what do you make of this crowd? I mean,
amazing, really. It's like you kind of wonder where they're hiding all week, and they come out, and it's just a nice diverse group of people, and they all love the music, and it's really good to see. It's one big happy family.
Yeah,
and we all get along. And, it's all about the music, I think. And the appreciation of that. So. Come on out. I mean, it's something that everyone should experience. It's not that far a drive from St. Cloud, and it's just a donation to the musicians, so it's cheap entertainment, and it's great entertainment. So
non-profit entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yep, definitely. You want to talk on the radio? Okay, can you tell me your name?
I'm Jack Lom. I'm Chris's son. I like coming out here because it's fun, and there's a lot of people here that you can like come friends with and talk to, and you get to listen to like free music, and it's like really cool music, and it helps kids listen to like interesting music and learn new different kinds.
Yeah, different kinds of, you won't hear this stuff on the radio too much.
Not really.
What do you think of the hula hoops? Where do those come from?
A person here has them.
Are you any good at the hula hoop thing?
Kinda.
Right on. So did you come to these last year too?
Yeah.
So you think you're going to keep coming back to this?
Probably.
You're going to maybe bring some of your friends down?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right on. They can't see a head shake on the radio, so just so you know.
Good to see everybody again for another Sunday. Anybody go out to South Haven last night? Or yesterday?
I went through there twice.
Wilbur got lost in South Haven twice. Chat. eyes to blue. And I can still hear her sing along with the same old song.
Weber's Deck is an event that takes place every Sunday from 1 until 5 p.m. out in French Lake, Minnesota. And if you can find French Lake, you can find Weber's Deck. More information on Weber's Deck can be found online at www.webersdeck.com, which also can be linked to off of our website at kvsc.org under the podcasts and features link. This edition of Crispy Critics has been funded through the Minnesota Historical and Cultural Legacy Grant and is produced by KVSC, proud member of Independent Public Radio, and a friend to music, the road, and summertime.